If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Tensions are high. There's a lot on the line here. I mean, it's the playoffs. There's a lot on the line for everybody, but...
Said we weren't going to make it to January back in November. Now I'm wondering if I'm going to make it to Sunday.
Yeah, you meant you weren't going to make it to January 11th.
I might not make it to Sunday now.
You needed to be more specific.
I didn't need to yell at that. I apologize to everyone. And then that caller, if he's still listening, I did not need to lose it there. It was not warranted.
Well, it's just, I mean, you make a point, though. When you have the same conversation seemingly all like every week or every day for 5 years, right. You kind of
just what we really
don't always want to have that conversation.
We kind of really have been doing that.
One thing that's fun about this year in the playoffs, at least we're saying that now, is new teams. One being the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Bills' opponent on Sunday. Ryan Green with us now, 1010 XL in Jacksonville. I was privileged to do the morning show today with Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith, and we're happy to have Ryan on to fill us in on the Jaguars. Ryan, how are you?
Mike, Bulldog, I'm good, fellas. How are you?
Pretty good. So what are the levels of confidence in Jacksonville? You've got a team that's had a great season and a huge second half. I mean, beating all the expectations, way better than last year, all of it. But you've got a Bills team here that's been so close for so many years in a row. I mean, how do you feel about the draw?
There's a confidence here in Jacksonville. I think that's only natural in winning eight games in a row, 13 games on the year. But obviously, Jaguar fans, the organization and the team, know that, you know, Superman potentially coming to town. Anytime Josh Allen comes in the stadium, you know, he can put on that cape and give you a three-touchdown through the air, three-touchdown on the ground performance. Obviously, James Cook, a guy we know very well from his time in the Southeastern Conference, being the rushing champion. There is a healthy respect for the Buffalo Bills, no question about that. Look, the Doug Peterson era died up there last year in Monday Night Football when Buffalo beat Jacksonville 47-10, and for some reason they kept Doug Peterson for 14 additional games. He was fired a year ago yesterday, and they bring in Liam Cohen, and now the Jaguars are 13-4. So it's kind of a full circle moment from the most embarrassing performance of 2024 up there in Buffalo to now hosting the Bills here in January of 2026.
You know, I think our audience, and I certainly would like to hear you talk more about Cohen, because it's not a guy that I think people really even had a lot of knowledge of, even when he got the job. He just sort of came, you know, somewhat out of nowhere. Like, he's with Tampa, did a good job, and now he's head coach. The scheming, obviously, he's from the McVay tree. So you've got, like, the acumen and draw it up and all that. But I'm wondering about the rest of it. I mean, to show up in year one and take over and have a 13-win season really says a lot about the overall here, not just the X's and the O's of his offense.
Bulldog, completely agree, man. It's unbelievably impressive. Look, we know the job he did with Baker Mayfield in Tampa last year, and we were hoping that would translate here in Jacksonville. And truth be told, through the first half of the year, there were a lot of questions, right? I mean, the Jaguars were 5-4. We all remember that 19-point fourth quarter collapse against Houston, and there were a lot of questions going into the second half of the season. And I'll give Liam Cohen an unbelievable amount of credit, because there was a time at the middle part of the year where they lose Travis Hunter, their number two overall pick, to a non-contact knee injury in practice, costing him the season. 10 days later, they go to Houston, and they blow a 19-point lead. It was the largest fourth-quarter collapse in franchise history. And you want to talk about two gut punches, man, in the span of 10 days. I mean, good grief. This team could have been derailed by those two things. And all they've done since then is win 8 games in a row, win their fifth division title in franchise history, and now are hosting their third playoff game since the year 1999. So it's a great job that Cohen and this first-year staff have done here to keep the team together. And obviously Cohen has done great work with quarterback Trevor Lawrence.
It's quite a story how he got the job too, Ryan, right? I mean, he had to – how do you describe it? Did he basically – he needed the GM gone, right? Is that not it?
There hopefully will be a documentary someday about that 24-hour period. Here's what happened. Trent Baalke was just – there was a disdain for Trent Baalke among almost everybody here in Jacksonville, with the exception of owner Shad Khan. And Shad Khan, obviously, is the man that makes all the decisions. And a year ago yesterday, they fired Doug Peterson, and they announced they were keeping Trent Baalke. And people here were in a haze. I mean, we could not believe it. And then Ben Johnson takes the Chicago job, and Liam Cohen took his name out of the running. And obviously, right, that was a Trent Baalke situation, because 4 hours after Liam Cohen took his name out of the running, Trent Baalke was fired. Cohen came back on a plane into Jacksonville and was announced the head coach 24 hours later. So kudos to Cohen, because not only did he turn this organization around, he got Trent Baalke out of here, which Jaguar fans were very appreciative of.
Man, that's a move. Right, too? Like, I'd kind of forgotten about that. It definitely, I remember it now that you guys are talking it through. That, in and of itself, puts heat on you right away, right? Like, I'm only taking this job. It helps if the guy that you're displacing isn't popular, which Baalke was not. So, I mean, I get that. But still, like, that's pretty swaggery for a first-time head coach.
Well, and you think about the interaction he had with Robert Saleh at the end of the San Francisco game. You know, Cohen's only been in Northeast Florida for 11 months. He's a New England guy. He's from, you know, Massachusetts, coached at Maine. He's lived here for less than a calendar year. But, man, the fan base loves him, because, you know, the Sean Payton brings up the small market stuff a couple of weeks ago. Cohen goes public with that. The lack of respect, you're only getting one Pro Bowler on a 13-4 team, which, by the way, is a joke. Cohen's gone public with that. And now being a home underdog to Buffalo after winning 13 games and a division title, Cohen has found ways to motivate this team. He's using the underdog role, and he's been saying stuff publicly, guys, that fans here have been talking about around the water cooler for years and years and years, and he has become an instant fan favorite.
With Ryan Green, 1010XL in Jacksonville, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. So let's extend this to Trevor Lawrence. Have you felt that, I mean, maybe it's going to be both, right? Some part of each of these things, but the technique, the scheme, the offense that Cohen has put Lawrence into with the surrounding personnel has obviously allowed for Lawrence to take off. But is there a psychological piece to this too, Bulldog's been talking about this. We've got Josh Allen. I don't mean this. Maybe Bulldog does. I don't think so. In like a bad way.
No, I don't really. But
Allen's sort of talking about how he doesn't. They reined in some of the mistakes. You know, he's playing a different, certainly than 2 years ago, a different style. And Lawrence sounds more like he's letting it out. That he's somebody who's kind of gone in the other direction and maybe playing more freely.
Well, let's think about Trevor Lawrence's career. He was drafted by Urban Meyer, who is the worst NFL head coach in the history of the league, and I feel very strongly about that. So that's his rookie year. And then Doug Peterson comes in 2022, they do really nice things. They started 4-8, but they win 5 in a row, go to the playoffs. He has that 4-interception game against the Chargers, only to bring them back from 27 down. Second largest comeback in history, only behind your guy Frank Reich up there with Buffalo in the early 90s. And then they give Mahomes all they want at Arrowhead in the divisional round, ultimately lose. And then the Jaguars were 8-3 in 2023, guys. And then Trevor gets hurt on Monday Night Football against Cincinnati. And they only win one game the remainder of the year, miss the playoffs. Last year, Doug Peterson, I think, had kind of checked out, to be honest. Offensive coordinator Press Taylor was just really bad at his job as well. And Trevor gets hurt again because Aziz Alshaier decides to level him on a completely dirty hit, with about 6-7 games to go in the year. So Trevor has not been dealt a very good hand, I guess is my point.
Mm-hmm.
So in comes Liam Cohen. And again, what he did with Baker Mayfield, a former number one pick that was kind of left on the side of the road by a lot of people, turned him around. Trevor, very similar. And through 9 games, it was up and down. But I'll go back to that Houston game, the fourth quarter of that Houston game. And Cohen went public with this. There were so many instances where Trevor could have gone downfield, let it rip, but instead he went underneath. He was being safe because I think he lacked the confidence. And Cohen said, look, we had genuine conversations after that Houston game. We had dialogue. Trevor, let it rip, man. I don't care if you throw a pick. Just be confident. Be decisive. And since that moment, Trevor Lawrence has accounted for 19 touchdowns, only one turnover. They're going down the field a lot more. Cohen has completely given Trevor Lawrence his confidence back, and it's been a great thing to see here in Jacksonville.
How does this sort of blast off for Lawrence following that conversation with his coach sort of line up with, how close is that to Jacoby Myers showing up? Is that like a week after Jacoby Myers shows up at the trade deadline? The deadline would have been early November, right? So
yeah, pretty much, Bulldog. Right. That's exactly right. And look, here's the thing. If Travis Hunter doesn't get hurt, I don't know if Jacoby Myers is here. I mean, maybe he is, but maybe he isn't. Because Travis Hunter just had 100 yards receiving in the London game against the Rams. They go into the bye week. He gets hurt at practice before another game is played. So they had to do something. So they go get Jacoby Myers. And look, Jacoby Myers is a guy. They've already extended him. That's how much they love the guy. He's been here 9 weeks. They've already given him a 3-year extension. Jacoby Myers is going to get you 4 catches for 35 yards or 5 catches for 47 yards. It's not going to be a flashy, 9 for 120 and 2 touchdowns. But 2 things he's done. Number one, he's opened up the outside. He's the middle of the field guy. He's opened up the outside for Brian Thomas Jr. and for Parker Washington, and they are flourishing. And number two, Trevor has built a rapport with him because Jacoby just never drops the ball. The Jaguars had a plethora of drops early in the year. It was ridiculous at times. Jacoby Myers has some of the best hands in the league. Some of the catches this guy makes are ridiculous. So the confidence it's given Trevor, it's opening up his teammates on the outside. 35-year-old general manager James Gladstone, I got to tell you guys, that was a home run trade when he acquired Jacoby Myers.
It was a curious one. You have these over the years in sports where not everything seems obvious about it, right? He's a rental on a team with a mid record, and he's not a star. He's useful. He's good, and it really has seemed to be like sort of a great fit. Before we get to Jacksonville on defense, how about Travis Etienne in this game in London against the Bills? He had a huge game. That's 2 years ago now. I found with Etienne, I think even Peterson said this at one point, end of last year maybe, or before he was fired, maybe the year before, where they sort of wore him out late in the season, and the numbers might look like that's happened again. I like Bashaul Tootin a lot in fantasy. He never really took off this year as a rookie, but I guess he's healthy now. How do you see the Jaguars and their running game matchup Sunday?
Yeah, the Jaguars had a great running game September, October, and it has certainly gone downhill. Now, why has it gone downhill? Well, the number of carries, I believe, has gone downhill. They're not running it as much when you got a quarterback that's doing what Trevor Lawrence is doing in this passing game. They're flourishing in the air raid, if you will, so they're not running the ball as much. But they understand the stats. They understand the competition coming in here on Sunday. Buffalo has statistically the best secondary in football, maybe lacking a little bit in the running game. Certainly no Ed Oliver. I guess Jordan Phillips is on IR as well. Yep. Jones, the defensive tackle, a lot of people in the Jaguar media center today that I was in are certainly wondering about him, because if he can't go, I guess it's like two rookies you guys are starting. Mm-hmm. You obviously would know better than me. But the point being is that the Jaguars do need to get back to the running game, because the Buffalo secondary is very good. They're maybe a little susceptible in the run game. And again, the Jaguar running game was one of the best in the league, guys, in September and October. It has certainly come back to the pack and then some. And you would love, if you're a Jaguar fan, to see them be able to reestablish that on Sunday.
One more from me on offense before we do take a look at the matchup from the other side here. And it's Parker Washington. I mean, just looking at the last 3 weeks, 145 yards, 115 yards, 87 yards. Like, he has become, and really prior to the Denver game, which was on locally here, I feel like a lot of Bills fans really sat with Jacksonville for the first time that weekend before Christmas. And, I mean, he was just a rock star in that game. And that's not a name I was super familiar with prior to that game. Just tell us a little about him and the impact he's been having.
Sixth round pick, this is his third year in the league. He was a punt return guy for the most part. Now, he got in towards the end of last year due to some injuries, but never really did all that much. A couple of moments here and there, honestly, but nothing great. And it was kind of like that for the first part of this year. And then the Travis Hunter injury happened. And then they had to find somebody. So they go out and get Jacoby Myers and Brian Thomas Jr., but they still needed somebody on the outside. Now, they signed De'Ami Brown from the Commanders last year. He's fallen out of the rotation because of Parker Washington. He's not the biggest guy, but the guy is just elusive in the open field. He's got some – I mean, he's not Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't want to say that. But there's some Amon-Ra St. Brown there. I mean, he's a great route runner. He's gotten 350 yards, I think, receiving in the last three games, a couple of 100-yard performances, and 5 for 87 and a touchdown last week in the win over Tennessee. He's still a really good punt returner. He has 2 punt returns for touchdowns this year, but he's added the wide receiver element to his game. And again, we talk about trust. Trevor has begun to build more trust with his wide receivers, and Parker Washington's a big, big reason why this offense is flourishing here in the last 2 months.
Just a few more minutes with Ryan Green in Jacksonville. The maybe number one of the top topics anyway about this matchup is Jacksonville's defense against the run. Very strong season. The Bills against the run got gashed a few times, but you know they're not going to face each other exactly. What accounts for how strong Jacksonville has been on the ground? And you know, here comes the NFL rushing leader. I think the Bills, even with Josh Allen on the team, they've been like this for a couple of years. Really, they almost need the running game to work out to be who they want to be on offense. So that'll be a big test.
It'll be maybe where the game is decided. It's good versus good. And I was inside the Jaguar locker room no more than 2 hours ago talking with some of the defensive linemen. And they know the challenge that's coming in here. No question about it. There is an unbelievable respect for Josh Allen and for James Cook. As far as the Jaguar defense goes, they're not household names, right? I mean, Eric Armstead maybe is, and he's done a good job. But Devon Hamilton, the defensive tackle, has been very good. You look at guys like Matt Dickerson. Matt Dickerson's a great story. Matt Dickerson's 30 years old, was on the Jaguar practice squad through about mid-October, gets called up due to injury, and he has actually supplanted former second-round pick Mason Smith. He's taken his job, because the Jaguars aren't committed to anybody. They didn't draft Mason Smith, so they bring Matt Dickerson in, and he has been awesome. And they're two linebackers. I mean, I don't know what else you can say about Foye Oluokun and Devin Lloyd. The two guys are beasts. I mean, they are awesome. People remember Devin Lloyd from the 99-yard pick six against Mahomes on Monday Night Football, but he has been very, very good against the run this year. Now, having said that, I don't think this is the steel curtain, guys. I think Buffalo potentially can run on them. Part of the Jaguar success.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Against the run is that they have been destroying people, so people need to throw the ball on them. Now, in the close games, even the close games, they've done well against the run. But if Buffalo stays committed to it, I don't think Jacksonville would necessarily shut them down. But it will be good versus good, and I'm looking forward to seeing the matchup on Sunday.
Ryan, do you have a thought on the Jaguars defending a quarterback like Allen? Whether it's designed runs or getting out and just, you know, creating, you know, schoolyard type stuff, you know, on the run. Like, how are they? Do they have a problem containing a quarterback that's the athlete that Allen is?
They really haven't obviously seen a guy like Josh Allen. I'm trying to go through the memory banks here of guys they've seen, particularly through this winning streak. Nothing really jumps to mind.
Right.
I mean, Bo Nix isn't really a scrambler. Herbert, they killed Herbert. Herbert actually got pulled with 13 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Harbaugh threw up the white flag of surrender in that game, but Herbert's not the most mobile guy. So Josh Allen is going to be somebody they haven't seen before. So, yeah, I mean, I certainly think that might be an issue for them. But they have guys like Antonio Johnson at safety. I mentioned Devin Lloyd. Devin Lloyd was used kind of as a spy a little bit, particularly on Mahomes on Monday Night Football, which was an interesting matchup. Maybe Jacksonville does something similar. Look, Josh Allen, you're not going to stop him completely. I mean, the guy is going to make plays. There's absolutely no doubt about that. What Jacksonville has done a good job of is turning the page. In years past, somebody would make a play on them, and they would tuck their tail between their legs, and the game would get away from them. Somebody makes a play this year. Indianapolis was up 10-0 on them a couple weeks ago. The Lucas Oil Field crowd was going nuts. They're trying to win one for Phillip Rivers, and Jacksonville just stayed the course, ultimately ended up winning the game 23-17. That's something similar here. You know Josh Allen's going to make plays. You just got to move on to the next play. They've done a good job of it so far. It needs to continue on Sunday.
Ryan, will you be on the air tonight?
I will be. 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight. I actually got one of your guys, Sal Capaccio, is going to join me this evening.
Right,
so certainly
deal.
Looking forward to that.
It's all so incestuous.
Right.
We're all doing each other's shows. Thanks for your time, Ryan. Enjoy the game Sunday.
Hey, guys, really appreciate you having me on.
You're welcome. What can we give him to sort of have some fun at Sal's expense? Is there something we can... text Ryan so he can, I don't know. I don't know which way I want that to go. I guess I do. I can't play a joke on this guy.
No.
We don't even know him. I mean,
right.
He was fine.
Right. If there's a joke to be played, it's on sale.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Think of something. Yeah. Sal's coming up on our show even today. He's so busy. 5 o'clock. We'll talk to Sal. The injury report is out. What will the Bills do at kicker? Caller earlier brought up Liam Cohen being a first-time playoff head coach. A couple of thoughts on that as we continue. Lines are open for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.